WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Novelist Anne Lamott has written a new memoir about how miraculous and maddening it is to be a new mother. Her book is called Operating Instructions, A Journal of My Son's First Year. We enjoyed her book and her Fresh Air interview and wanted to hear more about her life as a mother. Her son Sam is 3.5 years old now, so we invited Lamott to write a piece that would help bring her journal up to date.
Sam, at 3.5, does without L's and a dad. The L's are not such a problem. I usually know what he means, although yesterday he told me fiercely, after undressing himself, "I don't yike my heels," and it took me a minute to realize that he meant the heels of his feet. "Why?" I asked, and he answered, "Because my socks get stuck on them." L's will come in time, and until then I know that yeeves are leaves and yunch is lunch. It's almost certainly something that will change, whereas he may not ever have a dad. It's a great source of concern to him. He wants one, he imagines he has one, and he wants to go find the one I've told him a little bit about. His obsession is most frequently triggered by seeing happy children with their dads, either out in public or on TV. "Is that the little girl's daddy?" he'll ask. "I think so," I'll say. "Is he a good daddy?" "I don't know, honey," I say, although I want to say, "Nah, I bet he's a rotten, passive-aggressive narcissist. You're better off with just me." "Does she yike her daddy?" "Nah," I want to say, "mark my words. 15-20 years and this whole relationship is going to end up in lawsuits and ugly recriminations. Yes, I think she likes him," I do say. "I yike my daddy," Sam says hopefully. "Honey," I say, "you don't have a daddy." "Why?" "Because your daddy went away." "I'll go find him," Sam says. "I don't even know where he is," I say, which is the truth, which has been the truth almost since I found out I was pregnant. Sam's daddy and I had a deal. I was going to go ahead with the pregnancy, and he was going to have nothing to do with either of us ever, which was okay with me, but which is not okay with Sam. It grieves him. For a while, when the other kids' dads picked them up at daycare, Sam would solemnly tell these fathers, "I don't have a daddy." One day, his daycare giver sent me a note which said I ought to consider therapy for him. I went up to her house, loaded for bear, and saw myself smashing around the head like a baby seal. Instead, I said through gritted teeth that I thought he was handling it just great, perfectly, in fact, because he was telling the truth and feeling his feelings. Then I took Sam home. I was crying. "It's okay to cry," he said, parroting me. I nodded and said, "Yes, it was." "It's okay to be afraid," he said, and I said, "Yes, it was. My daddy got too scared and went away," he said. My mouth dropped open. "Boy, you got that one right," I wanted to say. But what I did say was, "Honey, everyone doesn't have something. You don't have a daddy. I don't have a daddy anymore, and I wish I did too. But look, we don't have a swimming pool either, and we're getting by." Then I added hopefully, "But we have each other." And he looked at me with a very adult expression as if he were about to stick his finger down his throat. "You make me laugh," I said, smiling, shaking my head, setting him down on his feet. "You make me yaff, too," he said, laughing out loud, and then we just walked on home.
Writer Anne Lamott, her new memoir is a journal of her son's first year. It's called Operating Instructions.